Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Food Rebel Eats podcast. I'm Jody, and I'm here to teach you the truth about food. Understanding how my body works, how food works, and how we actually have all the power to create the health and the bodies that we want has changed my life. So I'm here to make this so simple, so clear, and to help you have complete certainty that you can have the healthy body that you deserve. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Food Rebel Eats. So today I want to talk about gluten and give you like the practical life tips in how to eat gluten-free. And first of all, I want to help you understand why you want to eat gluten-free and what happens in your body when you either do or do not consume gluten, okay? So this is funny because I was at my mother-in-law's the other day, and she's so sweet because I really appreciate like my parents and her. And if you're a person who is eating like perhaps I want to say like a new way, but really it's like old, and the new way is like the standard American diet, which is not great. Anyhow, what I'm trying to say is that I really appreciate like the generation before us trying to adapt to like conscious parents who are aware of chemicals and toxins, GMOs, things like that, and making the changes with our children and therefore their grandchildren. So I just wanted to say that first. So she is so good about asking me, you know, like, can the kids have this or that, or she'll buy different things and dairy-free cheese and gluten-free stuff and gluten-free flour to make banana bread. It's so awesome. And so we were having lunch and she was giving Dash some chips and she was like, they're gluten-free. And actually my husband's niece was there too. And she was laughing because she's like, well, of course they're gluten-free. They're made from, I can't remember what they're made from, but it was like nothing that gluten was made from. But it just made me realize that if you're gluten-free, you would be like, duh, that's so obvious. But it maybe it's not so obvious. And so I want to make it so obvious for you. I just want to cut through all the wondering and the questions and like just simplify. What do we need to know about gluten? How do we do this in our life, right? So that we are the healthiest versions of ourselves and we're preventing diseases that are completely unnecessary and especially not triggering off things that are going to lead into a disease state for ourselves and for our children and generations to come, okay? So the first thing we want to understand is that gluten doesn't cause inflammation. And you might think like, what? I thought that was the problem. But the problem is it's not that foods cause inflammation. It's that foods feed the pathogens that are the root cause of diseases that trigger off inflammatory responses within our bodies, okay? And so this is information from Anthony William that's been like life-changing to millions of people. And it really makes more sense because if you ever found yourself in the category of like an autoimmune condition, this is explaining this a little bit more because your body never attacks itself. Your body doesn't attack its own thyroid or digestive system or anything like that. The thing is that we all have different pathogens and different levels of pathogens within our bodies, and we can get exposed to them in many ways, and sometimes they're passed down. And when we're in a more vulnerable state or a more stressful state, it's easier for the pathogens to have more power within us. And one of the main ways that they have power is by the foods that we consume. And so we have massive power over our healths by our diets, you guys. And this is what is so important and why we need to pay attention to what we eat. It literally is creating your health. You have the power to choose something different or to opt out of a food or an ingredient because you are understanding now that if I consume this, that's going to feed a pathogen that would create inflammation in my body. And I don't want inflammation in my body. I don't want digestive issues. I don't want bloating. I don't want PCOS. I don't want fertility issues, on and on and on and on. It's all like the same root conditions. So the gluten is the problem because it feeds pathogens. I believe it's also a problem because it's genetically modified, and I am a proponent of avoiding anything that is genetically modified. I don't want to put something that's genetically modified in a lab in my body that has an unknown progression, right? I don't want some man-made chemist doing stuff to my food. I just want real food that's clean and without pesticides and chemicals and contaminants, right? Like, we deserve that. Our bodies deserve that. We have to keep them safe, right? And so I think those are like the two main issues that we need to understand, okay? So I hope that's very simple, and I hope that's very clear. I also hope that this would lead you to understand that if you have a gluten intolerance, what that simply means is that you're sensitive, you're feeling the effects of the inflammation of the pathogens consuming the gluten that you, if you were to eat it or you ate it in the past. And we also need to remember that we could have eaten gluten for years of our lives and then stopped maybe recently. But there's residues of those foods that linger and remain in our bodies. And so if you ever tried to eat a gluten-free diet, and this would apply to like dairy-free or anything else that's a trigger food, and then you like stop because you said it wasn't working, then you didn't like hang with it long enough, okay? Or there was other things coming in that were creating the same effects. So, but the point is, you're not like doomed to a diagnosis, because once you cleanse the body and you stop feeding these issues, then the issues resolve and they dissipate and they disappear, and we are allowing health. And so that's the like the most positive message in the world to me, is that we have all this ability to create healthy bodies by the food choices that we make day in and day out, over and over and over. Okay. All right. So it's not just people with celiac. It's not just certain people that have gluten sensitivities. Everybody is sensitive to gluten because everybody has the same like tissue, cells, organs, not the exact same, but like we have the same setup internally, and we're all exposed to these same things. The root causes of disease are the same. And so just because you can eat gluten and you don't notice like stomach cramps doesn't mean that you're not sensitive to gluten or that it's healthy for you. Okay. It's all, everything is about an adding up process, and you never know where somebody is based on what they're eating. It's like we have a snapshot. You might see a friend once in a while and they're eating bread at a restaurant, but you don't know like their life history. You can't see their internal health. And so we really can't compare, and we have to just do what we know to do for ourselves. But I just wanted to say that gluten is not supportive of health for anybody, and our children either. Okay. So we need more options, and we need to understand this. So the first thing we need to know, and so that we can live a gluten-free lifestyle with ease, is what foods have gluten, right? So we want to go to the grains category, and within grains, barley, wheat, and rye are gluten-containing grains. So barley, wheat, and rye. You might have known wheat, like whole wheat bread, crackers, anything like white flour, wheat flour. That's going to cut out a bunch of processed foods that you will be way healthier. Even if you did just that, if you just took out processed foods that were made from white or wheat flour. But we want to keep going because we also want to avoid gluten in all its capacities. So like barley and rye are less common, right? But you do see sometimes like barley vegetable soup, and you might think, wow, that's healthy. But it contains gluten, right? Anything with barley. Therefore, hello, if you drink beer, barley and hops is also not gluten containing, but just not good for the gut. So avoid barley any, like, this is where you have to be a label reader, you guys, and I'm going to do a label reading training or workshop or something on my YouTube channel. So do make sure that you're subscribed to my channel because I really want to help you understand food. And I'll put the link below. It's always below my podcast episodes, or maybe you're listening to this on YouTube. Just make sure you click the subscribe button and hit the bell. So barley, wheat, and rye, you might think rye bread, but the big thing is if it's a bread, if it's a cracker, if it's a box, and read the label and you're looking for barley, wheat, and rye. And a lot of companies, of course, are gonna be aware that people want gluten-free foods. And so you can look for gluten-free labels, but it has to be the certified gluten-free label, not just like a two words like smeared on a box that say gluten-free, because that if it's not the label, that doesn't confirm that it's gluten-free. And then the second thing is, if you are a gluten sensitive person, like very sensitive at this point, or you already are dealing with health conditions and celiac, you probably already know this, but the other thing to look at is to check on the back of the box or package and make sure that it says there's no cross-contamination. So factories, facilities that are creating products with, some products contain gluten, some products maybe don't, that there can be cross-contamination, because you might have crackers that are gluten-free, you might have crackers that are made from gluten-free grains, but there's still the possibility of a contamination. And so if you're very, very sensitive, that's something else you have to be aware of. Same thing goes for nuts, if you have nut allergies and so on. Okay, but barley, wheat, and rye. So then the next layer of this is, well, what do I eat? If you want to consume grains, which you probably do, or bread or crackers or chips, the ones that we can safely consume are oats, amaranth, millet, rice, buckwheat. So buckwheat is not the same as wheat. And rice. Did I say that? Amaranth, oats, amaranth, millet, buckwheat, rice, and quinoa. Okay. I should have written them down, but I'm just speaking this from my inner knowing. I didn't write down notes because I just have talked about this so many times in my life. So quinoa is actually a seed, but we'll call it a grain. A gluten-free grain, quinoa is safe. Beyond just knowing those, another tip for you guys would be to consume organic versions as the first layer to optimize. And then the second layer would be sprouted versions. They're just easier to digest because they've been soaked. So organic, sprouted, gluten-free grains. And that's something that all of us need, okay? It's not just certain people, it's all of us. It's you, your family, your kids, your mom, your dad, your neighbors, okay? Gluten-free, organic, sprouted grains. That's what we're looking for if we're going to the store to buy like a whole food form, like oats in a bag, let's say, okay? And then you might also see something like, this is getting longer than I thought, but why do oats have a gluten-free label? It's for the reason that I mentioned just before about cross-contamination. So if you are someone with celiac or a high gluten sensitivity or a disease state that really, you know, gluten doesn't work for you, then you're going to want always to see a certified gluten-free label on your food packages, no matter what the ingredients are, right? It's just like an extra safety mechanism, okay? And so beyond those foods, then just in whole form, you can find them in products, right? So breads that are made of those safe gluten-free grains, or crackers or cereals. I always recommend you stay closest to natural, closest to whole food forms. So you want like oats, right? I buy this big bag of oats at Costco that's organic and gluten-free, and it lasts forever, and you can make lots of things with oats with it, like make your own oat flour, pancakes, oat milk, cookies, all kinds of stuff, right? Or just oatmeal. Same thing like with quinoa. You can buy different colors of quinoa, quinoa noodles, quinoa flakes, buckwheat noodles, buckwheat, buckwheat flakes, rice, rice noodles, rice cereal, on and on and on and on. All of those are fine in terms of being safe for the body, meaning that they don't feed the pathogens that are going to trigger off inflammation. Okay. So I hope this is clear for you guys, and I hope this makes sense. So, and also just note that like some things that say gluten-free, it's just a marketing ploy because like apples should not have gluten in them. Like random popsicles and stuff will say gluten-free when like hopefully it's just made of fruit, right? So like the more clear you are on like what is gluten, where would I find it? It's like, why would there be wheat in a popsicle, you know, or barley, right? It's just like they want you to think like, oh, this is good because it's gluten-free. But I want you to understand like why we're doing this, why you need to know this, why it matters that you're searching out gluten-free products. And my best tip for eating gluten-free, because it seriously is easy when you can eat a whole foods plant-based diet, is just that. When you're focusing on the majority of my meals, it's built from vegetables for like later in the day meals, like typical meals, or fruit for breakfast or whatever, fruit meals, then there isn't going to be any gluten in it because why would there be, right? It's a vegetable. And so then it's like, you know, you can find your pastas made of those ingredients. You find your cereals, you find your snacks, you find things like that, that are safe, right? And that are options that are healthy. And so what makes something really healthy is just the ingredients that it contains or what the food actually is. So I say this all the time, it doesn't matter what you call your diet, it matters the exact foods and exact ingredients that you eat, because it's the exact ingredients and it's the exact foods that you repetitively consume with consistency are the ones that are like building your health or tearing it down. Okay, so you do have control, you do have power, but it really does take putting all these puzzle pieces together and becoming aware, and then deciding and choosing to make it a priority to seek these things out, to minimize packaged food, to ask for gluten-free options. We were at a restaurant last night, Heath and I, and they had appetizers. And I thought this was really cool because they had like the little symbols at the bottom of the menu, GF for gluten-free. And then they had a new one that was called GF1 or GF2, which meant can be substituted for gluten-free, you just have to ask. So they had a hummus platter, which came with like roasted red pepper hummus on arugula, and then some veggies and like pita bread. So I asked for the gluten-free option and for lots and lots of extra vegetables. So then it's like, you know, that's what I want to eat anyway, but they did it. And so, you know, restaurants really need to be doing this because gluten doesn't help anybody, like no one. So let's focus on more whole foods, more gluten-free grains in more real whole food form, and know that we're safe when we do that, and to put them into our diets surrounded by vegetables and surrounded by plant foods, because that's really where the life of health is built, is around your most activated, alive, nourishing foods, which are fruits and vegetables and herbs and wild foods and things like that. Okay. So I hope this helped you guys. I know it did. If you apply it, it will help you, and know how this works, right? When you can understand the internal workings of your body, it really drives you more so to take action on that. So let me know if you have any questions. You can DM me on Instagram. I do have private coaching packages option. You could, sorry, I just heard my baby cry. I do have private coaching packages available. I met with several options. And other courses you can check out on my website, okay? I'm going to spit it out here. So just check out the details below or head over to my website. And I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.